Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Gratitude is the key to a happy life that we hold in our hands, says our guest on today's This Week in America in her latest book, Uplifted. Now, according to Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., if we are not grateful, then no matter how much we have, we will not be happy because we always want to have something else or something more. Motivational speaker, frequent radio, TV, talk show guest, author of many books, Susan says that every day we should make it a priority to cultivate an attitude of gratitude. And a great place to start, she suggests, is with our own physical body. As she writes in Uplifted, too often we take our miraculous body for granted until something goes wrong with it. So in today's program, Susan will inspire you to find ways to be more thankful each day so that you can reap the many benefits. Susan, welcome back to the program. Good topic today. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Rick. And I'm grateful that I get this wonderful blessing of being with you at least once a month. Thank you.
Well, I thank you because we really reach out. You reach out and make life better for so many people. A great topic today, gratitude for your miraculous body, the healing power of being grateful. Let's start off with the importance of gratitude. What is it to you, and what about being grateful that helps elevate our mood and makes us better?
Yeah, exactly. So I often refer to gratitude as a low-effort yet high-reward activity. It's defined as the quality of being thankful or the readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. And we've all experienced gratitude in one way or another. There's so many studies showing that individuals who practice gratitude more regularly are less depressed and generally happier than those who do not. And this makes sense to most of us, especially when we think about times when we've been most grateful, usually in times when we've had a windfall, abundance, or in times when we've triumphed over something, come through challenges to succeed. And there's no question that how nice it feels to feel good. So for most individuals, feeling good fuels pleasant, upbeat thoughts, which then creates a positive feedback loop that spirals into happiness.
What do you say to those people, and probably some listening to the interview, that say, you know, I don't have anything to be grateful for? What do you say to people that say gratitude is wonderful, but I don't have anything to be grateful for?
Yes, now that is an excellent question, because I do hear it from time to time, and I address this in detail and Uplifted, but what if someone is not experiencing a peaceful, cheerful period in their life? What if it's a time of loss or grief, shame, anxiety, or enduring pain day after day? Or maybe you're emerging from a food coma. That can happen to people where they just eat and eat and eat and can hardly exist. Or maybe you're waking up yet again from another hangover, and so on. So in times when life looks bleak, can just the simple act of writing things, let's say, for example, in a journal for which we're grateful daily, can that really make a difference to change our mindsets or even change our physiology? And the great news is, Rick, that the science says yes. This is so exciting to me.
You mentioned Uplifted, and that's one of Susan's new books. You'll find it at her website, susansmithjones.com. Information on all of her books there. You can order. You can order autographed copies there as well. Book also available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places, bookstores all across the country. I was fascinated about what you wrote in Uplifted about the power of using more positive emotion words rather than negative emotion words for improving our mental health. Explain that, please.
Yes, and we know that since COVID hit, so many people are experiencing very negative mental health. So I love all the studies that are now being done, and universities have compared and studied the effects of initiating gratitude letter writing with general journaling of thoughts and college students getting counseling for mental health improvement. And the studies clearly showed that a higher percentage of positive emotion words and a lower percentage of negative emotion words in the gratitude letter writing corresponded to an improvement in mental health. And the researcher concluded that overall, using fewer negative emotion words was pivotal to this benefit. And the results were significant after at least a month of daily activity. And that's one of the reasons why in Uplifted, I devoted an entire chapter to listing my favorite 260 positive words in case anyone needs suggestions on how to speak or write in a more positive light.
And again, the book Uplifted and all of Susan's books, information on her website, SusanSmithJones.com. Follow her on Twitter at SusanSmithJones. Expand, if you would, on, please, on what you wrote about being less negative and more positive. And you say it can actually change our brain physiology and the inflammation in our body. Explain that. So there are many benefits to gratitude.
Yes, and this is so exciting to me. Now, what's so important about using fewer negative emotion words and ones that drive emotions like guilt, shame, jealousy, envy, and resentment is that these change the brain's function. Using positive negative words improves immune function and beneficially affects one telomeres to increase longevity. Telomeres are the protective tips of your DNA critical for aging. An fMRI, which is functional magnetic resonance imaging, which measures brain activity by detecting changes associated with blood flow. So the fMRI, they looked at this on participants who practice gratitude and showed, they found, greater activity in the medial prefrontal cortex, which is where we make decisions and learn. And then the studies also looked at the inflammatory responses following gratitude tasks, and it showed a favorable reduction in TNF-alpha and IL-6. Now, these are two of the main cytokines that can increase inflammation responses in the body. And it's really necessary, Rick, to keep them in strict balance. If they're higher than normal for longer periods of time, we can see the elevated inflammation effects, which can cause damage to our cells. So bottom line here, which is very exciting, is that practicing gratitude helps maintain this needed balance.
Does performing gratitude tasks that you talk about, does that affect our emotions, help us, you know, become less angry, more balanced, even maybe, hopefully, age at a slower pace?
And yes, yes, yes.
Oh,
see,
good.
The amygdala, yes, that's it. Okay, next question now. The amygdala is the emotional regulatory center of the brain. You've probably heard of that before. And it works with our prefrontal cortex to initiate appropriate emotional responses to our environment and situations and stressors. And if the amygdala is overprimed or overreactive, it can definitely lead to unbalanced or over-the-top emotional reactions to situations like what I encounter a lot in Los Angeles, where I live here in Brentwood, like road rage when someone cuts you off or screaming at someone who accidentally bumps into you. And in these situations, the rational part of the prefrontal cortex isn't able to provide the balance to tell our brains that the situation is not really a big deal and the offenders didn't intend to make us angry. studies show that performing gratitude tasks reduces the amygdala's reactivity, helping to ensure healthy responses to stressors. And I read a fascinating book recently called The Telomere Effect. And the authors of the book discuss how positive and resilient thinking, improvement in well-being, and engaging fully with life have a proven association with longer telomeres. And studies show that the shortening of one's telomeres is one of the aspects of aging faster. So choose to be grateful, and you'll have a higher quality, longer lifespan.
So much more on this in Susan's new book, Uplifted. Also more on her website, SusanSmithJones.com. The Healing Power of Being Grateful, our topic on the program today. How can we elevate our mood with a change in our perspective? How does that work, and how can we actually elevate our mood?
Yes, and this is how we can all be more preactive in how we live, preactive, proactive, and decide the kind of day we want to have. And besides the science that shows the physical and emotional benefits of gratitude, I think that each of us can feel the difference in our attitudes on a bad day or at a bad moment when we just maybe we just say a prayer, or we say a quick thank you, or simply appreciate one thing that's going right. It's up to us to choose to do that. And these often cause a change in perspective that is undeniable. So it's a point of reminding yourself, I can think a little differently. I can choose to think positively. What am I grateful for right now?
More on the healing power of being grateful with our guest on the program, Susan Smith Jones, PhD. Our website, SusanSmithJones.com. Information, of course, on our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. Back with Dr. Susan right after these messages. Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, our guest on the program is motivational speaker, frequent radio, TV, talk show guest, and author of many books, including her newest, Uplifted, Susan Smith Jones, PhD. We're talking about gratitude for the miraculous body, the healing power of being grateful. Susan, can you give us some suggestions how to make gratitude cultivation more of a habit in our lives? How do you go about it, for example, in your life?
Well, this is what I do, and I give you lots of examples of it, actually over 100 of them and Uplifted. But here are four that I do quite frequently, and I encourage people to do this too, to be present in the moment. You know, use the senses to be fully engaged right now. Don't focus on the back or past or regret it. Don't project into the future. Because really, neither are truly real. All we have right now is the present moment, the now. It's the ground you stand on. And there are infinite possibilities of blessings in this moment. And secondly, my grandmother taught me this as a teenager, and I've been doing it for decades, and that is to keep a gratitude journal. And every day I recommend that people make a commitment and write down at least three things for which you are grateful every day at some point during the day or before you go to bed at night. Try to make them a little different each day. Thirdly, and this is a spin-off of a gratitude journal, and for some it's a little bit harder, but it's useful for cultivating self-compassion and esteem. And that is to write down three things for which you're grateful about yourself. And again, try to make it a new entry every single day of things that you write down. And as mentioned, I write more about this in Uplifted, and I use this technique in my private practice, asking people, what are they grateful for in their body or their life right now? What do they appreciate most about themselves? It's interesting for many people how difficult that is, but it works really well, and just as well, and sometimes better than affirmations. And the last little tip that you can do, make it really practical, and we've heard this, Rick, pay it forward. You know, a simple concept, but a very powerful one. You know, choose one thing that comes into your life and practice a moment of gratitude with it. Mm-hmm. Then stop, notice the moment, the gift, the blessing, and appreciate it. For example, maybe you find a quarter or a penny or a dollar bill on the street. Maybe a stranger gives you a smile. Maybe you get a compliment. Maybe you stop to buy a cup of tea for yourself. Maybe you got an unexpected thank you card. Whatever the blessing or gift is, try to provide that experience for someone else. Make it a habit to pay your blessings forward in some way in the coming week. Being of service to other people helps to shift you towards more joy. We all want and need more joy, and that's a win-win method to increase happiness for both you and another person. And as mentioned, I have about 100 suggestions, actually about 130, on how to pay it forward in uplifted, simple ways to appreciate yourself and how to affirm and create a more positive, enriched life.
Great tips, and they all are doable. Our guest on the program, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. You mentioned in both Uplifted and the companion book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, that appreciating the miraculous bodies is a great place to start for cultivating gratitude. How can we share your enthusiasm? Tell us something amazing facts about our physical bodies for which we can all be grateful. For some of us, we just sort of tolerate our body, but we really should be in amazement at what God has given us. Talk about some of the benefits and some areas we'll get satisfaction and appreciation of the body.
Yeah, and Rick, I love talking about this because I think most people just complain about what's going on in their bodies, and they take their body and health for granted until something goes wrong with it. So I'm going to suggest that starting this week and always, let's honor our body and treat it with tender, loving care. Sometimes you may feel like your body's beginning to creak or fail you on the outside.
Yes.
But really, yeah, do you ever stop to consider how incredible it is, the miraculousness of what's going on inside? You know, there's really so much going on, and everything fits together so well that it's almost impossible to comprehend it all. So I'm going to go through some reminders about what's going on in your miraculous body right now every single day. And you kind of alluded to this a moment ago. This is the way I see it, too. God has blessed us with an amazing body, and one of our gifts back to God is to take care of our health and to be a shining example to other people in our lives that our health is important to us. So let's go through some of our body parts, and you can see how miraculous your body is and what it does every single day. I think it will leave you in wonderment. Let's start with the main big muscle of the body, the heart. Rick, every day your amazing heart pumps about 2,000 gallons. That's over 7,000 liters of blood through its chambers. It beats more than 100,000 times a day to achieve this incredible feat. Let's look at your breathing. You take around 17,000 breaths in a day, on the average, and you don't have to think about a single one of them. Yet if you want to stop breathing temporarily, you can voluntarily hold your breath. A typical pair of adult lungs can hold a huge 6 liters of air. How about cancer prevention? Every day, your body ensures that you don't contract cancer thousands of times over. You see, cancer is formed when cells are altered in a way which reprograms their DNA, and it's estimated that tens of thousands of cells suffer cancer-causing lesions every day, but the body sends its special enzymes scuttling around to inspect those DNA strands for faults and fix them when they turn into tumors. And then let's mention that big muscle up in your head, the brain. Your brain doesn't stop working. Well, let's just say most people.
Yes.
It's estimated that about 50,000 thoughts pass through it each day on the average, but some scientists recently put this figure closer to 60,000 for the deep thinkers. Now, that's all of your audience. Now, that's a whopping 35 to 48 thoughts every minute.
And we're able to remember so many of those. That's what's amazing, the power of the brain. Great examples, and we have many more. Susan is going to go through why our miraculous bodies and why we should be grateful. One you mentioned is the stomach, too. Here's another, something we totally take for granted every day, don't we?
I know. It's phenomenal what goes on in our body, and just being grateful every day for your physical body. And hopefully that leads you to desire to take better care of it, too. So stomach, the cells in your stomach lining produce an alkaline substance every few milliseconds to neutralize stomach acid. And if they didn't do this, your stomach would digest itself because some of the acids in your stomach are strong enough to dissolve metals. How about those beautiful two things that you see the world with, your eyes? Rick, you blink about 28,800 times every day, with each one lasting about a tenth of a second. This is a voluntary reflex the body uses to keep the eyes clean and moist, which is pretty crucial given that 90% of the information you process is visual. And you can weigh up any visual scene in just 0.01 seconds. And considering how many people and objects you look at every day, that's remarkable. All right, how about the heat energy in your body? Most of the body's energy is expelled via heat. Your body produces the same heat as 25 light bulbs over the course of a single day. And now your beautiful red blood cells. These red blood cells literally shoot around the body, taking less than 60 seconds, Rick, to complete a full circuit. This means that each of yours makes 1,440 trips around your body every day, delivering oxygen, keeping your body energized. Each of those little red blood cells lives for about 40 days before being replaced, we've heard this before, by a younger model. So it's no surprise that their lifespan is short, having made 60,000 trips around the body. They must be exhausted.
That's just amazing. Our guest on the program, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, we're talking about gratitude for your miraculous body, the healing power of being grateful. Susan's website is susansmithjones.com. Follow her on Twitter at susansmithjones.com. Information there on her books, her latest that we've talked about in the program, Uplifted and Wired for High-Level Wellness. Of course, all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Susan, let's get back to the list. What's next? I mean, this is just when you stop and think about all the components of our body, and it truly is miraculous.
It really is that so many people take for granted. Maybe after today they won't, though. Let's look at the skin. You shed, I'm going to say more than all the animals you have, but you shed more than 1 million skin cells every single day. But they're constantly being replenished automatically to save you, Rick, from turning transparent and becoming rather exposed. Your skin is actually an organ. People think all the organs are inside the body, but your skin's an organ. It's the largest organ you have, with a surface area of about 18 square feet. That's 2 square meters. Let's look at those little kidneys you have in your body. Each of your kidneys, you've got two of them, contains 1 million tiny filters that work together to filter an average of 2.2 pints of blood every minute. That's over 3,100 pints every single day, and despite each kidney being only the size of your fist. And if that wasn't enough, they also expel an average of 2.5 pints of urine from your body every day, too. Let's talk to one of men's favorite areas of the body, the testicles. The last time you and I talked about testicles, we were talking about the health benefits. Do you remember the food, superfood we were talking about?
Well, I'm trying to think. Wait, spinach? I mean, I don't remember.
You're close. It's greenish. It's avocado.
Oh, avocado, and, of course.
Yes, and in South America, avocados are known as the testicle fruit because they grow in pairs. They're also known to be an aphrodisiac, by the way. Anyway, that's the last time we talked about testicles, but let's talk about one of these jewels for all the men. The average male's testicles manufacture 10 million new sperm cells every single day. And those that aren't used age, and they're eventually broken down inside the body, with any useful nutrients being absorbed and put to a different use, kind of like repurposing them. Your hair, the beautiful hair on your head, if you still have any, it grows about a half a millimeter a day. And the average adult with a full scalp has around 100,000 hairs on their head. And that's a combined 50 meters of hair growth every single day.
It's just amazing the list we're going through, reasons we should be grateful to our miraculous bodies. Our guest, Susan Smith-Jones, website susansmithjones.com. Let's talk about it. I've got a few more minutes left to talk about this. Give me some more areas. I mean, this is just amazing. You go through each one, and it's like, what a great deal we've got. And then you keep compounding those with others that we need to be grateful for.
And so I'm giving you ideas of what you can put in your gratitude journal.
Boy, that's for sure.
Too. Let's talk about speech. The brain and the mouth, I guess for most people, work together and allow us to speak an average of around 5,000 words a day. And guess what? If you're a woman, studies suggest that, keep this in mind, ladies, men speak only 2,000 words a day, yet both sexes utter about 500 to 700 words of real value to get the job done or to provide useful information. And so I wonder if the women out there will have something to say about this suggestion. We speak more, but we don't maybe speak as much quality. I don't agree with that, but a lot of men will agree with that. All right, let's go to your growth. I bet you didn't know this. Every night, Rick, you go to bed and you grow 8 millimeters while sleeping before shrinking back down again the next day. Now, this is pretty cool because it saves you from a pretty hefty clothing bill and ensures that you don't have to raise your door frames every year or
yes.
two. Yep. How about that amazing digestion and the way people eat so much, much more than really what the body needs, you're basically doing this process of digestion all the time. But your body works overtime to digest your food, and the process starts even before it hits your beautiful mouth. Because when you smell food, your mouth automatically produces more saliva to prepare the digestive system for work. And it takes about 6 to 8 hours for the food to pass through the stomach and about 2 days to complete the digestion process. The average person will eat over 50 tons, T-O-N-N-E-S. That's a metric ton in his or her lifetime. And the average, you know, person probably more than that, because a lot of people, especially a lot of people when they're depressed, they'll eat a lot more. But And just so you know, a ton, T-O-N-N-E, is another term for metric ton, T-O-N, which is a unit of weight equal to 2,205 pounds. So we eat about 50 times 2,205 pounds in a lifetime. Now, one of the most amazing things, besides the ability to grow a little fetus baby inside of you, are your body's cells. They're always regenerating, and we've got over 70 trillion cells in our miraculous body. They're always regenerating themselves every single day without prompting. And this means, Rick, that you have an entirely new set of taste buds every 10 days, new nails every 6 to 10 months, new bones every 10 years, and even a new heart every 20 years. So when I said new taste buds every 10 days, if you're starting to eat a healthier diet and you don't quite love the taste of the kale and the spinach and all the fresh fruits and vegetables, be patient, because in 10 days, you'll re-educate your taste buds. So, you know, the bottom line of all this, I could go on and on, but I know we've got limited time here. The next time you think that your beautiful, miraculous body is starting to creak, just think about all the incredible things that are happening inside it every day, because all of us really are a miracle. Be thankful for your miraculous, God-given body.
And so much to be grateful for. Where do you start? I mean, when you put it all together, it's like just about every function we do is one to be grateful for and to fully appreciate. Before we close the book on this chapter of gratitude, tell me a little bit, do you have any favorite quotes on gratitude that you have in your books that you'd like to share with us?
Yes, yes. Now, these are all in Uplifted and Wired for High-Level Wellness. Here's some of my favorites. One is Winston Churchill, Sir Winston Churchill. We share the same birthday. And he said that gratitude is not only the greatest of all virtues, but the parent of all others. He was a very smart man. Aesop said gratitude is the sign of noble souls. Love that. Zig Ziglar, the motivational speaker from times gone by, he said gratitude is the healthiest of all human emotions. The more you express gratitude for what you have, the more likely you will have even more to express gratitude for. Helen Keller said, so much has been given to me. I have no time to ponder over that which has been denied. And then one of my quotes that I wrote to end the book Uplifted, I said, gratitude places us nearer to God, making it easier to receive greater blessings.
So well said, and all of that is in Dr. Susan's books. And let's talk about that, Uplifted, Wired for High-Level Wellness. Where can you get copies of the books, and where on the website, we've talked about it a number of times, SusanSmithJones.com, where can you go there to sign up for the free monthly newsletter? It will be the highlight of the month when you get an email from Dr. Susan with the updated monthly newsletter. Talk about where you get copies of the books and the newsletter.
Sure. Of course, you can go to Amazon.com to get Uplifted or Wired for High-Level Wellness or my other books. If you want to get autographed copies, just go to SusanSmithJones.com. In the navigation bar, click on Books, and when you do that, you can just go to Uplifted or you can go to Wired to High-Level Wellness, and on those pages, it will show you how you can send the order directly to me. I get the orders. I autograph the book. I put a beautiful bookmark in each book. I write a personal note card to you or to whomever you might be sending this to, and I go to the post office and I ship these books all over USA and the world. And it's a really lovely gift to give someone else a personally autographed book with a note card from me that you can just keep in the book forever. You can actually even use the note card as your bookmark. And then right there on the home page, you open it up, SusanSmithJones.com, you'll see a big field of sunflowers. And it actually, it's a photo in Italy. And you click right there to get, it says on that page, it says free monthly healthy living newsletters. And then don't forget, too, each day on my homepage, I have a new thought for the day to uplift you, a new affirmation. And follow me on Twitter. On Twitter, I think I do tweets maybe at the most 3 times a week, sometimes once a week. But I give you really wonderful recipes. You see some of my videos from interviews that aren't posted anywhere else. And I give you lots of positive thoughts to think about for that day.
All of that at Dr. Susan's website. Once again, SusanSmithJones.com. More on the topic today, gratitude for your miraculous body, the healing power of being grateful. So much information there. Information on the books makes a great gift or add to your personal library, and you'll do it with an autographed copy, quite possibly from Dr. Susan. All of that on our website. Susan, always a pleasure to have you on the program. Really covered some great ground today, giving us reasons to be gratitude for so many things in our lives, starting with our own body, something we take for granted every day. We get out of bed and we're often don't really pay much attention unless we start hurting somewhere. Now we understand what goes into the body, and it truly is miraculous. Thank you for sharing all of that with us.
Thank you so much, Rick. I look forward to our next visit.
Susan, we'll be back again next month, and you can find archives of all of our interviews on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, one of the 22 different podcasting networks, wherever you get your podcast across the country, Apple, Amazon, Google, Spotify, iHeart, Odyssey, all of those. You'll be able to listen to the entire several years of interviews with Dr. Susan, and of course, more information on Dr. Susan at her website, SusanSmithJones.com. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.